Space Band by Tom Fletcher, read by Bryony Hannah. There was a moment of silence. Then all the boneheads burst into uncontrollable laughter.
You win the Battle of the Bands? Make sure your mammy changes your nappy before you play.
Nayla hid her face behind her long, curly jet-black fringe as if she was closing the curtains on the world and slid behind me. Alfie called for his boneheads to be quiet and said,
Well, go on then.
Go on what? I asked.
Sing us one of your amazing songs.
My heart felt like Bash was playing a drum solo in my chest. The thought of performing in front of actual people was
awesome!
This could be our first ever gig outside my parents' garage, the moment we'd been waiting for. Were we ready? Nope. Would we suck? Maybe. Was I going to miss a chance to rock out in front of an actual crowd? No way! All right, I will, I said, face to face with Alfie. Well, it was more my face to his chest. Lead singer to lead singer. Bash grabbed a tambourine from the box of percussion instruments and gave us a nod. Ready. Nayla, are you ready to play? I whispered, turning round this very book of rock so we could all see the chords to Lona scribbled on the page. Nayla looked down. I don't know if I can. So, I know we're in a band and playing in front of thousands of people is what we dream about every night, but Nayla gets this funny feeling in her stomach whenever we try to play in front of people, and it was happening to her now. It's like I've been zapped with a freeze ray, she hissed through clenched teeth.